Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
There it is. Your little taste of Taylor. Janie has just advised me that we are playing that song at the top of every other hour all weekend long. So you'll know it by heart.
Okay, I've got something for you before you move on.
Please do, yes, go ahead.
Swiftie has written in.
Oh, thank you, Swifties. Tell me everything.
You do know that there are 31 tracks on the new album, right?
Yes.
31 flipped is her favorite number.
13.
Yeah. Happy Tay Day.
Happy Tay Day. That is very sweet. 31 flipped. It's also 31 flavors. She must love ice cream, too. Okay, listen. Before we get to everything else, because it's all Tay all day, happy birthday to my little sissa. Tina's birthday is today.
Oh, Tina. Happy birthday.
Love my little Tina. My brother-in-law and I got her this, like, kick-ass Mahjong set. She's been playing Mahjong. She's, like, you know, she lives in retirement world down in Florida. And so she goes to these little things, and she's been learning how to play it. And so we got her, like, a really kick-ass set. So, just happy birthday. I love my sister so much.
Jimbo's a lucky man.
He is a lucky man. Yeah. Teener's a good one. She's just really great.
He really struck gold.
He did. Yep. Also, happy 420, everybody.
It's not, though.
This weekend is, though. You're right.
Oh, right. Almost, but, yeah. Sure.
That's funny.
Okay.
I didn't even realize that. I was like, oh, it's also 420. This is what
it's 420?
Sorry, tons and tons. No, it's 419.
Yeah, I mean, practically, yeah.
Right. Oh, by the way.
Oh.
419. Listen to this. Janie's to feed me all this stuff, too. She's a big Swiftie. It says, while the timeline of Swift and Alwyn's breakup is unclear, news of their split broke in early April 2023. On April 19th, 2023, Swift had dinner with her friends Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, and Reynolds unfollowed Alwyn on Instagram.
Oh.
Even down to her chosen release date, April 19. They had that dinner. April 19, she told them all the stuff. Today's April 19, 1 year later.
It's a lot.
It is a lot, but do you know, the Swifties need a lot. The Swifties need a lot, and Taylor delivers. Oh, Tay-Tay. So then I said to Jane, you know, super excited for the Travis Kelce breakup album. She wants them to stay. She says, I love them so much. I love their story. I hope they don't break up. Me too.
I'm with her.
I'm with her too.
Yeah, I guess. You know, I will say about that song that we just heard. I can get behind that. A lot of killing. Who's the wife? I asked Jane. She hasn't answered me yet.
I heard that line out loud and went, well, there's Sarah right there for you.
Yeah.
Our connection is murder, Tay-Tay. Good God.
Yeah.
Murder.
Yeah. Murder. I know. It's fun. It's but I did think the Fortnite thing, the two-week thing, it almost makes it seem like it is some married person that she had a fling. Like, what? She certainly didn't do 2 weeks with Joe Alwyn. I guess it would be closer with that Matt Healy guy. I don't know. Or what is a Fortnite thing? Or is that just a song that she and Post Malone dreamed up and has nothing to do with anything? Well, I don't know.
Actually, I can tell you.
Oh, please. Oh, well, my God. Tell me, Swifty.
Let's see. She can tell you. All right. Here it is.
Go.
Here's her talking about it.
Fortnite is a song that I think really exhibits a lot of the common themes that run throughout this album, one of which being fatalism, longing, pining away, lost dreams, you know, I think that it's a very fatalistic album in that there are lots of very dramatic lines about, you know, life or death.
And, murder.
I love you. It's ruining my life. Like, these are very hyperbolic, dramatic things to say. But it's that kind of album. It's about a, you know, dramatic, artistic, tragic kind of take on love and loss. And Fortnite, I've always imagined that it took place in this, like, American town where the American dream you thought would happen to you didn't, right? You
Omaha.
Ended up not with the person that you loved, and now you have to just live with that every day, wondering what would have been, maybe seeing them out, and that's a pretty tragic concept, really. So I was just writing from that perspective.
So is that from the special that we did last night?
That's right.
Oh, that's
the Odyssey special.
So we probably have a lot of audio from that. Oh, are you going to sprinkle that in for me?
I have as much as she gave. There was only a few that she introed and kind of talked about, but
I don't love that that track.
The
behind
big
her.
Background,
it's like,
yeah,
geez,
it's hard to
Louise, man. You
yeah,
know?
They're trying to
why don't you
spice
play
it up a little
play
bit.
One of her songs or something behind there? Just like something a little less in
a little
the
mellow.
Club. I don't know. It was very. I don't know. Okay, so
you don't always have to have an opinion, Sarah.
Oh, you know what, though? I always do have one. I just don't have to express it. Like, right. I really feel like there's a better way to say that. I can't seem to help having an opinion. So, happy Tay Day, one and all. This part of the show is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. Perfect way to catch up on all the best moments. We're going to have some best moments today, for sure. It's all about Tay. Pour yourself a cup of coffee tomorrow morning. Today, too. It's fine. We welcome you today as well. And tune in for that bonus day of Sarah and Vinny every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. So this morning, we really did spend a lot of time kind of gathering and dissecting and doing just what we could to put together a Tay show that we hope you'll find interesting and fun. We are going to play you chunks of songs each hour at the top of the hour here. So, Brittany, you want to take us through what you've chosen for this early
yeah,
6 o'clock
so you
hour.
Just heard Fortnite and yep. her description of what it's about. So I won't play that for you. Maybe just a little snippet here. You know that.
Yeah,
all right.
Well, yeah, we just heard it. That's true.
Yes, I won't play it. Here's the next one. It's called, it's a title track here. So Tortured Poets Department, and I'll go ahead and roll it. Here it is.
Okay. And you're not Dylan Thomas. I'm not Patti Smith. You sing the Chelsea Hotel. Oh, yeah, oh, that's just a little chunk yeah. from that, from the show. Okay, so the Tortured Poets Department. By the way, Jack Antonoff is on just practically every song on here. Because I'm looking at one track list that has the writing credits, too. And a guy named Aaron Desner. I don't know that guy, but he's on quite a few of these as well, it seems. They seem to be the main people. And then occasionally there are there are two guest writers. Tell me what the next one is. And
Aaron Desner?
Yes.
It looks like is from The National, the band The National.
Oh, all right.
You know
I don't know him, but I do know The National.
Mm-hmm.
There's something going on with Vinny's thing. Let's get into the next song here. Maybe Vinny can reset. Okay, so the next song we're going to hear off of this record is what, Brittany?
Is Down Bad. Let me see if I can cue that up for you properly right now.
Okay. And these are, we're basically going to play songs today off the expected album. Is that correct? The one that we expected to get today, not the one that became the double album. We're talking about the first 16 or so tracks, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Here is Down Bad.
Just to leave me here, naked and alone, in a field in my same old town, that somehow seems so hollow now. They'll say I'm nuts if I talk about the existence of you. For a moment I was struck, now I'm down bad.
I just cannot hold a candle to what some people feel about Taylor Swift. I don't even dare to call myself a Swiftie. But man, I really love her special way of turning a phrase. Like, she's amazing.
She's a storyteller for sure.
She is a storyteller, and she's not afraid to be like self-stabbing, other people stabbing. I mean, a lot of stabbing.
Other people happened. Stabbing.
You know, she is. I love that she's willing
to
be harsh.
She can be cutting.
She can.
For sure.
And actually, there's a lot, as I was looking at lyrics and stuff today, she also doesn't care about swearing. Even when I was watching her movie on TV, you know, I was streaming that the last couple weeks. Because it is very long. I would watch a few songs at a time. Lots of swearing. Which I like in a girl.
Oh, by the way, did you have, because I don't know which song you were talking about when you referenced that, what's his name again?
Joe Alwyn.
Joe Alwyn and or Matt Healy.
Matt Healy.
Like, I'm not sure about which songs those were on. Do you have those?
I don't really have. I actually feel like because the Swifties just got this last night, we're going to have a better idea. After they go through it. Like,
I see.
Today, truthfully, what we should do today is just give you a little sample.
Soak it all in.
Okay. Listen to it. Hear what the sound of it is. Because I will say, this is a pretty, so far, just the tracks we've heard, it's pretty dreamy. It's got kind of that droney, dreamy thing going on.
Yeah.
Okay, how many more are we doing this hour?
We can do one more if that's okay with you.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, so then you can do another story.
And then we'll move on. And 7 o'clock.
All Taylor, just mostly Taylor.
But just mostly Taylor.
All right, and speaking of dreamy, here is So Long London.
I kept calm and carried the weight of the rift. Pulled him in tighter each time he was drifting away. My spine split from carrying us up the hill. Wet through my clothes, weary bones caught the chill. I stopped trying to make him laugh, stopped trying to drill the safe.
Oh.
Thinking, how much sad did you think I had? Did you think I had in me? Oh, the tragedy. So long, London. You'll find someone. I didn't opt in to be your odd man out. I founded the club she's heard great things about. I left
okay.
All I knew you left.
I already love that. And I can't wait to listen to it and dissect those lyrics. Or have a Swiftie dissect them for me. Like, that is clearly goodbye to this guy. Goodbye after all this. How much sadness did you think I had?
Mm.
I broke my spine carrying you up the hill. Like, that is... she's good. Oh, damn. Okay, there's your Tay quotient for this hour, all right?
This is definitely the one for Joe Alwyn, right?
Oh, yeah. The Goodbye, London. Yeah. Or So Long, London. Yes. Yeah. I'm going to say this is 100 for Joe Alwyn.
She doesn't say So Long, Alwyn. That'd be, a dead giveaway.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, he's just London. That's just, she's like, all right, I've had enough of this. This place is misty and drab, and I'm sad. She's so good. Okay. Moving on. Just really quickly, a couple of notes that I want to make sure that we get to, so we do something besides Taylor Swift. First off, Fallout. Fallout is a show. It's only like 8 or 9 episodes. It's on Amazon. It's based on a quirky little video game. I had never played the game, but I had seen my son playing it and thought, oh, that's neat. That's cool. And it has like this really weird, twisted kind of Wes Anderson feel, even in the settings and some of the set design. I love it. We only have one episode left, and I am so in on this show, Fallout. And now I find it has officially been renewed for season 2. So if you're like me and you've been enjoying Fallout, yay us. We get another season of that. Vinny, I think you're really going to like it.
I'm looking forward to it.
a wacky little show. Also, we heard yesterday about this tax credit. It was in the story about Quentin Tarantino not making this the movie critic movie that he said was going to be his 10th and final movie. And they were planning to shoot for one day in California in August in order to get this $20+ million tax break. And now they're not doing that. So this fallout story says they're moving to California. They're moving their production to California. And they're doing that to get a $25 million tax credit. So they're going to, I mean, that's clear. So I looked it up, and I don't have a complete answer, but basically, in 2014, the California legislature significantly increased its film and television production incentive from $100 million to $330 million annually. And it's all based, so I think it's capped at $330 total. And then if you're doing a film that whose budget is over $1 million, you can qualify for some of this until they've exhausted the cap, apparently. So I keep seeing this, and I thought, I got to see if I can get a handle on it.
Mm.
It's the California Film and Television Tax Credit Program, and it's been in place for about 10 years. Well, this version of it, I should say. Also coming back to your TV very soon. Netflix has announced Squid Game in the second half of this year. It's coming up, right?
So
the second half. Well, I don't know where. Yeah, I don't know where they're at in the production, but if they're bringing it on, of course, the second half of the year could mean December. But way to tease it, guys. Also, something called Night Agent, which I feel like we did talk about
a little.
Oh, you did. Yeah. What did you think of that?
I liked it. I haven't gone back though.
Oh, you didn't finish the first season?
Nope.
That's also coming back. Also, the final season of Cobra Kai, and then there's new seasons for things like Outer Banks, Emily in Paris, the Monster Anthology. That's the Ryan Murphy thing where he examines like horrible, horrible people. They're going to do Lyle and Eric Menendez among the other explorations, apparently. So if you're interested in that, you can certainly Google, you know, what's Netflix got on tap. But I just thought you might want to know if you loved Squid Game 1, Squid Game 2 is on the way. all right, everybody. Happy Friday. We're going to take a quick break here and come back with the news. What's coming up, Vin?
Best airlines and cats after these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
But I can't help it.
I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. All kinds of Taylor Swift action-packed stuff for you today. You're going to love it. Download the free Odyssey app. Odyssey. It's free. Or head over to odyssey.com/Tay All Day and tune in for the Tay All Day streaming experience. It includes custom content from Taylor herself.
The Radio Alice Report.
I already miss her.
I know. Where is she? Oh, 7 o'clock. Don't worry.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank is opening its new flagship branch in the heart of Fremont, where it all began. But while this building is new, Fremont Bank is just as dedicated to supporting the Bay Area as when they first opened their doors 60 years ago. And they're ready to serve this community for the next 60. Join the celebration by visiting FremontBank.com. All right. Here's what's happening. Partly cloudy today. So another day like yesterday where in some spots I had full sunshine. Other spots on my drive home, I absolutely was clouded over along the coast, I should say.
How interesting. Yeah, it was a gorgeous day yesterday. That's but of course it was cloudier at the coast, right?
Well, you will see more of that today. But this weekend we are supposed to see all sunny everywhere.
All sunny all the time.
I hope that ends up being the case. We could use a good one.
We sure could. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a little chilly. Well, we're still having a barbecue. I don't care. We're cooking out.
Oh, tonight, you mean?
Yeah.
No, it's not going to rain, so yeah.
No, it'll be fine. Right, we'll have some porch drink. I'll tell everyone, bring a sweater.
So, the first, and this was something I just flew, and that the cold I have came from there. I'm sure of it, but nonetheless, when I got on the plane, between the incidents we've seen in the news about, you know, passengers freaking out, and then, of course, there was that whole door plug incident.
That was quite the incident, wasn't it?
I kind of got on the plane looking around, waiting for a show. Nothing happened, except a bunch of coughing, and then I caught it. But...
Yay. Something did happen. Well, something happened. There was an incident.
The Justice Department is now investigating the door plug blowout on the Alaska Airlines flight. What does that mean? They've actually contacted passengers from the plane and talked to them as in you might be a potential victim in a criminal investigation. So that's one side of the story where you go, oh my gosh. The other side is Alaska Airlines has put it out there to say, this is perfectly normal. In any event like this, they would absolutely conduct an investigation, and we are fully cooperating with them. So, you know, there's the both sides of that story, and I'll let you know when I hear something. But imagine you're someone that was on that plane. You might feel like you were... Well, I don't know that you'd feel like a victim, but you'd certainly feel like you had some rotten luck for part of the plane to open up while you're in the air.
You know, Vinny, I think about this door plug thing a lot because if that had happened at full height, if that had, you know, if that plane was, you know, off well on its way and not, was it landing? Was it taking off?
Believe it had just taken off and they had to return.
That's
to the location they started at.
So it wasn't a place where, you know, where you might have been out of your seat. You might not have been seatbelted in. There might have been things that were loose in the cabin that could have punched you in the face on their way out the window. I mean, the thing about the pressure differential is everything would have been sucked out of that plane. That would have been it.
What I know about that is what I've seen in movies, in all honesty. Like, I've never been on a plane where a piece of it was... I know that they do jumps and there's, you know, the open parachutes, I should say, where, you know, the plane is open as everyone's exiting. But they're not nearly as high as you're suggesting.
No, right. That's not a pressurized plane. That's,
right.
You know...
A plane at full, you know... Well, I don't know. Do they go to 30,000 feet? They go
35,000, sure. And private jets go even higher than that.
So anyway, they're investigating. They say it's normal. So it'll be interesting to see what conclusion they come to. But on the very next story I've got for you.
Yes.
The best airlines in America.
Merca.
Alaska's number one. So that's the same airline that had a door plug fly off while people were in the air. And I
like Alaska Airlines. I know. I've had a pretty good record with Alaska. No door plugs flew off.
Me too. So they've got the highest rating and people like them. They're number one. SkyWest, Spirit, Delta, United. United's in at 5, JetBlue 6, Hawaiian, American. You know, American was like one of the better airlines when I was a kid. I don't know what's happened to them, but we flew American a lot when I was a kid. was a little boy. Frontier.
Which one did
Southwest.
Your dad work for?
My dad worked at first for PSA, Pacific Southwest Airlines, and everyone who of the 70s would know them as they were orange, pink, and like burgundy were their colors.
Oh.
And every plane had a big smile on the front. So if you flew PSA, you knew them for their crazy 70s colors.
Paint job, right.
And also, right, and also the smiling planes. I grew up with that. I liked it. Mm-hmm. But they got bought by, who was it? I don't remember who bought them. I certainly am not seeing the name in the top 10. Huh.
Well, there have been, I mean, is Continental still a thing? Remember that was a...
No, I remember that.
And then there was
well.
Like People's Air or something. Like something.
People's? Pan Am, you mean?
Maybe. Maybe.
Well, anyway, Alaska still ranks very high despite being the airline that the door plug flew off of. So,
yeah.
And here, you know, what they have here is a breakdown. The best airline overall, Alaska. Most affordable, Spirit. Most reliable, Delta. Most comfortable airline, Delta and JetBlue. Mm. And the safest airline is Spirit Airlines, as voted by the people. So there you go.
Maybe they did this voting before the door plug incident. I think, too, like, I mean, who hasn't flown and there's someone who's very scared to fly? Or maybe you, maybe it's you, but you have to fly, you're going. If a door plug, if this happens to you, you are a victim. I think that all those people are victims. And they're just lucky that they weren't any higher. Like, can you imagine if you're freaking out already because you're on a plane and suddenly part of the plane just fell off? Like, are you ever getting on another plane? Like, you might even be perfectly fine flyer and part of the plane flies off and you're like, well, I'm never getting on a plane again. I can't do it. Now I have plane dreams. I'm suffering over here.
I think that, first of all, it's U.S. Airways bought PSA. I just had to look it up.
Oh,
but
okay.
And I don't see U.S. Airways anywhere on this list, and maybe they're not even around anymore. I don't know. Do you recognize that?
I recognize the name U.S. Airways, but I don't.
Yeah, I haven't flown them either. Okay, well, anyway, one of the things that I think about is, on one hand, with these, you know, bad luck or... you know, lightning strike scenarios where you'd say right. to yourself, well, it happened and I lived and it's unlikely to ever happen to me again. I'm home free.
It's like being done with jury duty for however long.
Well,
that's all set.
Right. You hope that that's the case, except right. that you may actually have some mental scars from the incident.
Right.
I'd liken it to a shark sighting or
close encounter
where you could easily say to yourself that never happens, and it happened, and now I'm off the hook for the rest of my life. Except
what are the chances of that happening again?
Right. Except that you may be so mentally bleeped by what you just saw, the size of the thing or the and yep. whatever, that you might be like, I just can't. I don't yeah. care about the odds. I'm not able to be in the water without a ripple making me freak the out.
Yeah. It's our brains can be our own worst enemies sometimes. Like, you really might think, oh, I'm stable. I got this. It's no, you know, oh, well, I'll be fine. What? We lived. And then the thing is coming back to haunt you, and your brain
now
isn't
you
letting
can't
you let
sleep.
It go. You can't sleep. You keep waking up screaming.
Right.
Oh, boy.
So, anyway, I hope that's not the case for the people who went through this. There weren't, as you mentioned, everyone was buckled in and no one was hurt. Or
right,
I think
things
maybe
were
there
secured.
Was someone that needed to be tended to, but I don't think anyone got, as far as I know.
And no babies were sucked off their mommy's lap. It's the, you know.
Jesus.
I think somebody's, wasn't there one lady who was like holding onto a baby? And then, like, phones flew out there. I mean, the thing is that Alaska is so lucky that
yep.
nothing worse happened. Like, really, this is so crazy.
Oy. But yes. Anyway, cats.
Oh, I love cats.
I know that you do. 83% of cat owners don't know how many toes the average cat has. Do you know? And you're a counter.
I am a counter. Well, here's the thing. You ever seen those cats with the double paws? I think that's like an inbreeding thing. Like, growing up, we always had cats with double paws.
What?
Yeah.
You did?
All the time. Like, one of our cats had like, probably 5 litters of kittens in the whole time I had this cat. We called her Mama Kitty. And she, because she was always pregnant.
Never heard this story.
Oh, really?
You've always had cats with double paws. Are they next to each other?
The paws are, it's like if you took one paw and then there were like some extra toes hanging off the sides, like a double paw. Brent, I'm sure you could find a picture. Like, it's super common. It's not unusual. Huh? So I don't know how many, but I actually think that a cat has 4 main toes and a toe up higher. I think there's 5, because I clip my cat's nails sometimes. I'm going to say there's 5 toes on each foot. One of them is like higher up. It's not part of the ground toes.
The correct answer is 18 toes. 10 in front, 8 in back.
Oh, okay.
They do say here, though, to your point, it's not uncommon for cats to have a few extra digits. So...
the weird double paw thing, right?
Yeah, I've never heard you mention that. I've never heard you. What? That's what your cats all look like that.
I'm going to tell you something right now. That's actually not enough toes to be indicative of my... like, we had crazy, like, full double paws. That one has maybe 3 extra toes there. And they were fully formed. Like, just big, big, flappy, like, lily pad feet. Crazy.
All the cats in your life had big, flappy, lily pad feet.
Not every single one of them, but a lot of the cats that Mama Kitty made were weird cats.
When you say, I believe you said incest or whatever.
Oh, well, that's what my cat's inbreeding paws look like. Yeah.
Inbreeding, right. That's what you said. Inbreeding. Yeah. So was Mama Kitty then having at it with the cats from her litters?
I don't know if it's because... because we would give those kittens away. Once in a while, we'd keep one. And later in life, we were fixing cats. We were, you know, getting them spayed and neutered, too, because
they were growing up...
it just wasn't as prevalent when I was... You know what I mean? Like, okay. That was... Now, they won't even let you adopt a cat without it being fixed. We lived out in the country. I mean, those cats just ran wild. So there were cats all over the place. And when a cat would go in heat, there'd be like 50 freaking dude cats hanging out. Maybe it was just somewhere in her lineage. Bunch of dude cats, you know.
Dudes.
Dude cats. Tomcats, right? Tomcats.
Yeah.
Dude. Tom cats and Jane are the cats. Worst. She was a Jane cat. They were Tomcat. I don't know what the word is for a girl cat. Bitch cat? I don't know.
Bitch cat?
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't think. I think Mama Kitty's a nice lady, and I wouldn't want to call her a bitch. 46% of cat owners don't know that cats are lactose intolerant. Cow's milk is not actually good for cats.
Oh. That's funny that they're lactose intolerant, because that is what we associate with cats.
Yeah. Oh, they want a saucer of milk.
Saucer of milk. Exactly.
Only 53% know cats tend to drink more water if it's running water.
Yeah. Well, I run the water for my cats all the time. They like it. It's like a... it's almost like a play time for them. Like, there's always water available for them. But then when I go into the laundry room, like, both cats are like, oh, God, is she going to turn on the water? Oh, that's going to be amazing. This
the
is how
faucet,
boring,
you mean.
Yeah. This is how boring cats' lives are. That they're just like, oh, my God, she's in the laundry room. Let's go. And then they bat at it. And then they're flicking their little paws like, oh, God, I got some water on me. And lick, lick, lick.
The female cat is called a queen cat.
Oh, a queen cat. Yas queen. A queen kitty.
Did you just say Yas queen?
Yas queen.
That's found its way into my daughter's mouth, and I've said, stop it. You're not pulling that off.
Yas, she is.
No, she's not. Trust me. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I wanted to get to this because we had a lot of texts late in the show yesterday that we didn't get to. There were a few subjects that came up, and I thought, whoa, And but except that I'd forgotten it was Tay all day, all morning. And so I wasn't able to do that when we first started this morning because we were busy with Tay.
Tay, 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 Fry Tay.
Oh, someone writes, PSA and miniskirts. They definitely had, I think they were hiring.
Oh, hotties.
Playmates.
Oh.
It was a time. It was definitely
it was a dated airline
for sure. But let me get to the stories we had. I mentioned to you on the show a story about where a woman having a baby had told her mom, no, you cannot come in to the...
To the birthing room.
The birthing room.
I don't want you staring at my lady area watching my baby come out. No, thanks, Mom, but no.
And you were like... Yeah, I would not let my mom in.
Absolutely. No. I don't want anyone, nobody I know. I want no one I know except for, like, poor John. I was like, don't look at it. I've heard really bad reviews. Do not look. Just stay up here with me. I'm sure he did at some point. You know, they're very much like, get down here and look. Your baby's here.
The nurse has absolutely encouraged me, even despite my, can you, I just stay over here? They were like, get over here, Dad.
Yeah, grab a leg.
Well, except for a C-section. They're like, don't look. Here's a drape.
Cover everything. Exactly. Right. Just stay up here by the head.
Which is what? Yeah.
Your wife's head.
Did Anita do that for both?
Yeah.
She did.
Well, it was an emergency one the first time. So since she had it done, she was like, I might as well.
Schedule it, right?
Mm. Yeah.
I told my mom she could visit a week after my daughter was born. The only person who came bedside, came besides my husband, was my friend. She acted as my doula. And cut the cord because my husband was squeamish.
Oh.
You know what's interesting about that, too? I was squeamish as well, but they don't really give you the option to be squeamish.
They stick scissors in your hand and hold the thing up.
Yeah, just absolutely, like, this is what you're doing. Go. And I was like, all right, clip.
Doesn't it feel like the roles are pretty clearly defined in that room? Like, everybody, there's even things that they give a dad to do just to keep him busy and because he just is going to start looking at his phone if you give him 2 seconds. Let's keep this guy involved. Keep his hands busy.
So here's another one. We had the same situation with our kids. Mother-in-law wanted to be there. And it was such drama. We had planned a C-section and weren't going to tell people the date. And then they found out.
Oh.
How?
I don't know. They said someone we knew worked in the office and told.
Oh my God.
Oh, exciting. She'll be here on Tuesday. Thank you. And there's mother-in-law
in
camo.
Right. She's like dressed like the wall behind her.
Right.
Against the wall. In the operating room. Oh,
anyway, that was one of the stories that we were unable to finish. And there's still tons of texts about that.
Right.
But the other one
was
what do you do if someone passes away at home? Do you call the police, the ambulance, or what? And 925 says, you call the coroner. It happened. They mentioned their brother passed away at home. You call the coroner.
I don't know the coroner's number. I'm going to go ahead and call 911. Hey, I got a dead guy here. What do I do? Can you call the coroner for me?
Says 911 is correct. Police have to come to the scene to investigate any death. They may
send an ambulance too.
That's from Paul and SF. So anyway, that wraps up some of the stuff that we didn't finish yesterday. What's coming? Oh, Taylor's coming up in the trash.
We have Taylor, some more song chunks, plus new movies, and Kelly Clarkson loves meat in the morning.
97.3 was the...
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.